Thanks so much for joining us, Will. Great to have you here.
My pleasure. Really happy to be here.
Where are you right now?
I'm sitting in the hallway outside. Oh, what city? I'm in Los Angeles.
In L.A. Okay, so it's bright and early for you. Well, thanks for doing this. And listen, we know you're a diehard Leaf fan, which begs the question, you know, how much do you keep an eye on the team, knowing all the projects you're involved with? How closely can you watch the team? And you know, what is your interest in hockey? Where did it all start?
Well, I mean, like any other good Canadian boy, just who knows where it starts? I guess it starts the day you're born. And yeah, I've been a Leaf fan my entire life, and it's one of those things. I always make time for the Leafs, no matter where I am. If I'm traveling, I've got the NHL Center Ice. I've always got a way to watch the Leafs game. And I basically watch every single game, whether I watch it live or the next night or the next morning or whatever. But I'm a fool for them.
Berkey.
Hey, well, it's Berkey. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, thank you. So you went to Leaside High School here in Toronto, and then went on to your great career. But I found it interesting. The second time I met you was when you came back and did a charity for East York Hospital. You're still very active philanthropically here in the Toronto area.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things. I started doing that thing, laughter is the best medicine for laughter is the best medicine for Toronto East General, and then ended up, which is now the Michael Guerin Hospital, just a great community hospital that at the time wasn't really on the map in terms of getting the kind of the fundraising that it needed to, considering what a great hospital and how much it provides, you know, incredible services for that community in East Toronto. And it's just turned out to be an awesome thing that I'm really fortunate to be a part of, because of all the incredible people who work there and provide a great service. And, you know, I'm still very tied to Toronto. You know, we run into each other a few times over the last few years there, and you actually came to the initial event that we did very kindly. And it's a great thing. And yeah, my heart is still in Toronto.
That was a great event. You brought in Jerry Seinfeld. That was a big hit.
Yeah, that was a fun night.
Yeah, it was fun. There was a little alcohol involved, as I recall, for me. And you're good friends with Brendan Shanahan, of course, who we all love.
Yeah, and Shanny came too. Yeah, we all sat at the table there, and we had a great, it's a great event, and we're going to be doing it again. We're talking about the next one, which will be the fifth time that we've done it, and I hope it'll be a success again.
Stewie.
Will, I wanted to ask, Slapshot came out over 43 years ago and is probably one of the best hockey movies, if not best sport movies of all time. Is there any scripts going around Hollywood to try to recreate that movie, or is it one of those movies like The Godfather where you can't touch it?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's one of those things you do hear from time to time people say, I don't know how seriously or how far along they are in development on it, where people say, like, wouldn't it be great to make... I agree with you. Slapshot's maybe the greatest sports movie ever made. And so from time to time you do hear, but for the most part, I don't know. If somebody came to me and said, hey, do you want to make Slapshot? Like you say, like Godfather, you know, it'd be like making Gone with the Wind 2. Like, no thanks. I don't want to be part of that. But there are often... hockey central, thanks for the plug, projects that come along. We're currently in development, really early on on a hockey project for TV. I don't know if it'll ever end up happening or see the light of day, but it's something that I always kind of keep my eye on. It'd be fun to get into. And of course, with Slapshot being the gold standard, plus, you had Paul Newman in it. I mean, come on.
Mm. Yeah. It was a classic. Anthony Stewart, Brian Burke, David Amper talking hockey with Will Arnett. Will, I want to know, we were just talking before you came on the air about there are a few Hollywood starlets that are definitely interested in hockey, and the Kurt Russells, Goldie Hawns back in the day, and Cuba Gooding Jr. Do you get a chance to talk pucks with some of your fellow actors and entertainers and people in the Hollywood lifestyle?
You know, there are a few people... that you run into, you know, down here, obviously hockey's not as prevalent as it is back home in Canada. So you kind of, you know who the hockey people are, and you kind of give each other a nod. And I've had, you know, there are a bunch of people who are big fans. You know, Will Ferrell's a big fan. He likes, he'll show up at Kings games. He likes to follow hockey whenever he can. And I've gone a few times. I sit with a buddy of mine when the Leafs come and play the Kings, and I sit in front of Al Michaels, who takes in a lot of games as a sports announcer, but he is a Kings season ticket holder, and he's often at the Kings games, which is hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's pretty awesome to be sitting in front of that iconic, the guy's like the most iconic voice, certainly in sports and maybe otherwise too.
Berkey?
Yeah, it's amazing the people you see at the games in L.A. How far up did you play, Will? Did you play hockey here? I think you told me you played up to Pee Wee or Bantam.
Yeah, I was like 13 I was destined to not play in the NHL by the time I was about 7. everything
so
else.
So was I, but I didn't know it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and. So I continued, you know, I played shinny hockey deep into my 20s. I actually, the first time I ever broke a bone was I broke my kneecap just playing shinny at Ramsden Park there in Toronto. I used to play for many years, used to play at noon there every day. And there was just always a group of pretty hilarious stragglers who'd come in. And then you get some former NHLers and, you know, it was pretty nuts.
Oh, man. We might have played against each other then, because I used to do shinny at Ramsden Park, too. We're about the same
really?
Age. Who knows? I didn't break your kneecap, though. I promise you that.
Man, I broke my kneecap, and I got no sympathy, because I wasn't wearing, at the time it was dumb, I wasn't wearing shin pads, and because I didn't have them or something. I forget what happened, but anyway, I go down on my knee, and I'm like, oh, man, and I struggled. I was like, I'll be all right. Nobody stops and goes like, hey, are you okay? Nobody cares. And then I eventually like got up on the board, and I had to kind of make my way to get off the ice. And I remember I had to drive myself home. I was like 17 maybe, and my mom had lent me her station wagon. And I had to drive with my broken kneecap, and I was like, man, this really hurts. I think that's something. By the way, nobody batted an eye. Nobody helped me.
It's a ruthless sport.
Yeah.
What position did you play, Will?
I was a goaltender.
Ah.
Yeah,
and you were in net with no equipment.
No, well, at that time when I was playing shitty, I was just playing out. At that point, I was, you know, at one of those like, I was just skating and thought I could get around some guy who at the time I thought was like some old guy who's probably only 40, but he might as well have been 100.
Hey, Will, we're seeing that Justin Bieber's pretty close friends with Austin Matthews. They just did an Instagram Live together. Are you familiar with any of the current players or any of the past players? You become friends with some of these guys that you like watching on the ice?
Yeah, you know, I've gotten to know a couple of those guys just kind of through social media. I bumped into Mitch Marner when he was doing an interview there a couple of years ago, and then we became friendly on text and stuff. And kind of messaged with a few of those guys, Austin and Mitch and Morgan Riley and Zach Hyman about playing some video games. We've been kind of threatening to all get on and play together. So I'm in kind of a group chat with those guys. I don't really know them. They're all great kids. The other thing was actually pretty funny. A couple of years ago when Jakey Gardner was playing, and he and Morgan Riley were roommates, and then he was saying he was looking for a new roommate, and I chimed in on Twitter, said that, yeah, we're looking for a place. And it got so Jake and I started pretending. We didn't know each other, but we started pretending that we were roommates and looking for a new pad and stuff. It got so bad, my dad said that he was in an elevator in Toronto, and some guy he knew says, hey, Jim, I heard your son is roommates with Jake Gardner. My dad calls me up, and he's like, do you have an apartment with Jake Gardner? And I go, Dad, you think that you wouldn't know if I was roommates with Jake Gardner?
That is wild. So yeah. Let me leave you with a couple of tough ones. Would you trade an Emmy for a Leafs Cup? You know, if you can only have one or the other.
Stop your sentence. Yes.
Wow. Die hard.
All of it. Listen, I once threatened, and I hope I made a deal with somebody once, that if the Leafs won the Stanley Cup in my lifetime, I'd get a full back tattoo of Wendell holding the cup on my back. I'm a diehard. Wendell Clark is my idol. I've never met the man because they say don't meet your idols. But he's, for me, just the ultimate player. Not just the ultimate Leaf, but the ultimate player. And so if they do win, I told Channy, listen, if they win, I don't need to be part of the parade, but I do need to be driving the float.
So. Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, another reason we're all rooting for a Leaf Stanley Cup then is to have the back tattoo of Wendell Clark on Will Arnett. That would be phenomenal. Listen, we know you have a birthday, a big birthday coming up in May, so we'll be the first to wish you a happy a birthday, and hopefully we won't be in quarantine at that point. You'll be able to go out and celebrate. But thanks so much for your time, and we'll keep an eye on what you're doing and what the Leafs are doing, and, of course, get you back on the show soon.
Thanks. Appreciate it, fellas. Go Leafs, go.